Yeah, Monday through Sunday, yo, and nobody's going home. So much ice, we can drown in boat. TGIF, TGIF, show how it's done. So much drip, we can drown. TGIF, we having fun, going wild. That'll stop it now, no time to rest. TGIF, when the party's done, move on to the next. TGIF, it's time to shine, it's time to flex. Come everybody, come let's dance. Girls, come single, don't take your mans. You're ready, come take a chance. They got it's Friday. TGIF, TGIF.
All right, welcome to week number 51 of the Two Guys Into Fridays podcast. My name is Steven. That over there is Travis.
I'll only be this far away a little bit longer. And then.
Yeah, you're moving to my side of town.
Yeah, we won't be together, but we'll be closer, Steve.
We timed it. Your front door to my front door, it's like 7-8 minutes, something like that.
I feel like you were driving slow. That seems long to me.
I mean, we could have driven faster, but there's like lights in between. And
yeah, it's country roads.
Kind of. But yeah, we're a TGIF podcast. We talk about whatever was airing on TGIF whenever these weeks would have happened 30 years ago. And these episodes would have aired, what, September? Where are we looking?
September 7th, 1990. So we're almost at a full year, a couple more weeks, and it'll be, or I guess next week is our, we'll call next week our season finale.
Okay.
Before we start season two.
So we're going to say our seasons are 1 year long each?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 1 year. That makes sense, right?
I mean, I'm fine with that. Thanks to Stefan for the theme song this week.
Yeah, Stefan, thanks so much. And we want to hear everybody else's theme song. So make some theme songs, send them in, we'll put them on.
It's a whole awesome. Year, and I still don't have an armpit fart theme song.
I mean, I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Hey, go follow us on social media at TGIFcast. Go to our YouTube page, subscribe and like everything on there. And if you got anything you want to send us via email, like a new theme song or questions or whatever, do that as well, TGIFcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we posted a really good article on Facebook and Twitter. It's a couple years old, so it's not like it's new or anything groundbreaking, but it's like, every important person that had anything to do with the first couple years of TGIF, they interview. It's an Entertainment Weekly article, and I haven't even gotten through it all yet because it's so long, but it's pretty awesome. So
yeah, I think we had that up on our Facebook and our Twitter page, so you can go get it on either of those spots.
And I found it just because I saw the picture and liked the picture and was trying to figure out where that came from. Oh. And there's the article.
We'd like to talk about what happened in the world 30 years ago. Desert Storm, of course, still going on. And the 7th annual MTV Video Music Awards aired this week.
You said 7th annual?
7th annual. And okay. This was big. A couple, I'd say maybe the biggest performance ever happened. Can you think of what it was?
Madonna?
Madonna's Vogue, MTV VMA's 7th annual. Yeah, that's what popped into my head, right?
Well, the one I'm thinking of is the Madonna Like a Virgin performance, which I don't think that's the same performance.
Oh, which is the one where she's like dressed up like
in the wedding guest dress?
No. I don't know what century it is, but like the old timey,
Renaissance ballroom stuff. I don't know. That was probably Vogue, but I always think of the. Wasn't the wedding dress one? Wasn't that the Like a Virgin?
It could have been.
Maybe I'm getting things mixed up, but I know which one you're talking about. I can see that in my head.
Sinead O'Connor won some awards. Aerosmith won some awards.
Anything from Bobby Brown or Paula Abdul? Billy Vanilli. So, you know, some of our TGIF go-tos.
We got Aerosmith, Don Henley, the B-52s, Tears for Fears, MC Hammer. That's one, right?
Yeah, they've mentioned MC Hammer.
I don't know if New Kids won anything, though. What would they have won? Best Pop, I guess? Best
Maybe New Artists. Video? I feel like they were just coming out.
Well, they did not win Best Group Video. They were not nominated for that. Best New Artist, they were not nominated for that. Best Dance Video, Paula Abdul was nominated, but she lost to MC Hammer.
That's not a bad way to go down.
Other than that, I mean, you would think New Kids, right?
And I guess they're still on kind of a schedule, because wasn't this year's VMAs just this last weekend?
Yeah, it was, and it was awful.
I haven't watched. I can't even tell you. I think the last time I watched the VMFAs.
VMFAs?
VMFAs, I'm sorry, VMAs. VMFAs, the
museum
in Richmond. The last time I watched the VMAs, I think, was that time me and you watched it like 7 years ago up at that house in Churchill.
Yeah, I think the problem is with the VMAs now is it's If you agree,
we're too old and we don't know who any of the
people are. Not even that. If you agree to show up on the show, you are guaranteed to win an award. So if, like, if you present or if you perform, you win an award. It's just, that's how it works now.
All I know is Taylor Swift didn't win anything. No, she did win something, but it wasn't, it was like a small category.
Yeah, she won something. Video with a message, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, so that's all I know.
But Lady Gaga did a 15-minute performance on the show, and she won the most awards. And she didn't even have that big of a year.
She changed
every time, but she really did not have that big of a year, and she would not have had even the year that she had if she didn't do a song with Ariana Grande.
I didn't even know she had a song out this year, but I don't know much about...
Didn't miss much.
If it's not Taylor Swift, and I probably don't know about it in 2020.
What about what were our number one movie and music for the week?
Yeah, so the number one song back in 1990 was a song I had never heard of. It's called "If Wishes Came True" by the group Sweet Sensation. I listened to it. Didn't really ring a bell. Maybe like there's a chance I would say, okay, might have heard that once, but didn't ring a bell. Of course, didn't ring a bell. I knew nothing about it.
What's it called?
It's called "If Wishes Came True," and the group, it's a female group, is Sweet Sensation.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, back to the VMAs. New Edition did perform featuring Bobby Brown. They did a whole like montage of their greatest hits.
Medley, cool. That's good. That was probably fun.
Yep.
Number one movie for the week was Ghost, which was back at number one in its eighth week. So Ghost, we obviously had a couple weeks ago, and now it's back.
So it took a couple weeks off. Is that what happened?
So it actually was number one in its second. It did not debut at number one. Okay, it was number one in its second week. Then it was off for a week, and it was number one again in its fourth week. Then it was off for a few weeks, and now it's number one again in its eighth week.
People like giving things a chance, and I'm like, all right, that sucked. Back to Ghost.
Yeah, things were different in 1990 because
that is true.
Like one and done back right now.
Any birthdays this week?
No birthdays.
So let's get into it. Week 51 of TGIF, some reruns, but we also had a couple new things. We had at the 8:30 slot, we had our 1990 Saturday morning cartoon preview special, which we kind of teased last week. And then at 9:30, we had a new episode of New Attitude. And that's the stuff we're going to talk about on this episode.
That is correct. Yeah. Did we ever post the Saturday morning cartoon thing on?
You know, I thought about it last night. I don't know if I did it or not. Probably not.
So we're recording this on Thursday. I'll post it tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
And then you guys can listen to it or watch it, you know, either tonight or when I post it or whenever you want, really. Because that's the way the internet works.
Yeah, let's do that. And then, I don't know. Want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is your Saturday morning cartoon preview special show. It's a half hour, and what they do is kind of promote the new shows that are coming out and just kind of remind you of what other cartoons are going to be on Saturday morning, right?
Right.
So I guess the three new shows are The Wizard of Oz. We talked about this last week. Little Rosie, which is Roseanne's cartoon, and then the New Kids on the Block show. Now, I expected it to be like, I don't know, like a five-minute clip of each one, but it really wasn't that.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be clips, but I think it's important that we set up the format of this too. And unfortunately, the video that's on YouTube that we're going to share, it looks like the first few minutes are cut off, but essentially it is the Winslow family, Laura, Carl, and Urkel on the couch in the den watching TV, like watching this special as we watch it, and they're kind of making comments during the commercials and during the break, so we see them making those comments.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting excited for Saturday morning cartoons like they want us to get excited for it.
Exactly.
So the special starts off showing the new Wizard of Oz cartoon, right? Is it just called Wizard of Oz? I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's just Wizard of Oz.
And they show a little clip of the show, but it's really like just like a bunch of like 5-second clips put together, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's like a trailer. And again, we come in the way that the version that we get is a little bit cut, so I don't think we're getting the full effect here, but it's basically just like a trailer for the show.
There was probably like a clip from Family Matters before that, but
I think we didn't see that. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of the movie just in cartoon form. You've got the witch getting crushed by the house, and you've got Tin Man and Lion and Scarecrow and Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road, and the wizard's coming in. I mean, it just seems like a cartoon version of the movie to me.
It's pretty standard. There's not a whole lot to talk about as far as what this cartoon consisted of.
So then we go back to our Family Matters clip. Urkel's there. He's talking about how the Wizard of Oz looks cool, I guess. And he's talking to Carl about it, right?
Yep.
And that's it. Nothing really. All right, so then Laura comes in, right? And she is really just in there because she's excited about the New Kids on the Block TV show, the cartoon.
Right,
yeah. And that's kind she's of...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, then it kind of goes into the clips of that show, but...
Well, Carl makes a comment first because he has no idea who New Kids on the Block are. And then it goes into the... Yeah, then it goes into the preview for that show.
What did he say? Just that he doesn't know who they are?
So pretty much like that. Like, who are these new kids on the block or something, you know,
so
something Carl would say.
Then we get, like, the trailer version, like, 30 seconds to a minute of the New Kids on the Block cartoon. It starts off with, like, live performance clips, not a cartoon version, but, like, the actual video of, like, a concert or something like that. And then it shows them kind of morphing into cartoons,
right.
Like, to a cartoon version. You've got a cartoon concert. You've got them riding on scooters for some reason. And, that's kind of all we really know about this New Kids on the Block cartoon.
Yeah, I have a feeling that back in 1990, you didn't have to do a whole lot to sell a New Kids on the Block anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just put it on the TV, people watch it.
I feel like I kind of remember it for some reason.
I do, out of
the three.
Yeah, I definitely, out of the three, most definitely, this is one that resonated with me. A little bit of a spoiler alert. I think later in the season, we've got the New Kids on the Block Christmas special.
And that's based off the cartoon?
It is from the cartoon.
Okay.
It's a cartoon Christmas special. We've got some ideas. We'll see what we're able to do, but hopefully that'll be a fun one. But yeah, it's all this cartoon out of the three new ones is the one that I remember at all. I don't remember the other two.
Did you look into like how long of a run all three of these shows had? The cartoons?
A little bit. So I didn't look at Wizard of Oz. The Little Rosie had a brief run. I think it was like 10 episodes.
Okay.
And they also did like a special during primetime, during TGIF primetime. It was named something different. It was like Rose and Tom or something like that. And then the New Kids on the Block, I didn't look at that one, but I want to say it was like two or three seasons.
Okay. So then he goes back to a clip, like a Family Matters clip. Laura really likes the whole New Kids on the Block show. She thinks it's going to be cool. Urkel, though, is getting jealous about how much Laura likes it. And wants, he wants her to pay more attention to him than actually New Kids on the Block. And then, Carl comes in, right? And he's got some snacks. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, he went out to get some snacks from the kitchen, comes back in, and that's when Laura starts giving him some grief about saying he's too old to watch cartoons and that he is not being an adult. And he's like, whatever, I'm watching these cartoons.
Yeah, and then Laura mentions the next cartoon up, which is Little Rosie. And this is where Urkel says he needs some different snacks, and he talks about some cheese spread and some sardines and some garlic and the typical Urkel snack, right?
Right, but the reason he's doing that is because he's trying to get Carl to go back in the kitchen.
That's
so
right.
he can scoot over and get close to Laura. And Carl says no. And he's like, well, let's at least switch places. And Carl says, nope. and then we find out from Carl that Roseanne is his favorite. And he's really excited about Little Rosie.
Yeah, so the Saturday morning cartoon special goes to commercial. It comes back, and they're still talking about Little Rosie. Urkel is talking about, again, how Carl is too old for cartoons. And he is still just trying to get some alone time with Laura. That's his whole thing that he's got going on right now.
Right. That's the gimmick.
So then we go to a clip of Roseanne Barr, and she gives kind of like her pitch of the cartoon Little Rosie.
And Roseanne looks like she could care less.
I wrote that on here too. I wrote, does not sound authentic at all.
No. She literally sounds like she couldn't care. Like somebody just came up to her and was like, hey, we're going to do a cartoon. She's like, whatever, just make me another couple million dollars. And she showed up to record this 30-second promo and was out. She is so uninterested.
I was going to put some audio here. Should I put the audio of the theme song or the audio of Roseanne Barr talking about the show?
I think the theme song's better because I don't think you get the full effect of how little she cares without seeing her face.
Hi, just watch Little Rosie. It's a show about imagination, and it's really
it's
good.
So bad.
And you
it's
should
so
watch
bad.
It. So you want to play the theme song here?
Yeah, let's play the theme song.
Okay. The world is full of watch out for. Can't do that. And tough. There are no more. She's a clown, but she's no fool. She breaks the bend most every rule.
Little Rosie. That's a little Rosie.
Every day,
a little Rosie. That's a little Rosie.
So a little hard to hear because we have a crappy version of it, but you kind of get the idea of it. They're trying to make it kid-friendly Roseanne, I guess.
Yeah, you know what it reminded me a lot of was Rugrats. It's like a Roseanne version of Rugrats.
The show in general or the theme?
The show in general.
Okay.
The show in general, yeah.
So right after the theme song, I guess it's, is this the whole episode that we see, or is it a good chunk of
the
first episode?
The episode was split. I looked this up.
They do like two stories in each episode.
Right, like 2 10-minute stories in each one, and this was half of one, the first one, basically.
So, yeah, it goes into this first half of one episode. Rosie, we find out, has a few friends, and they're hanging out in her room. She's got a mouse that she found somewhere, right?
That's right, right. She's got a mouse that she is
captured. She saved it from a cat that was going to eat it or something like that.
Okay, yeah. And she hasn't told her. She wants to keep this mouse for a pet. So basically the story is her breaking that to her.
Yeah, I mean, she's just got it in a shoebox under her bed right now because apparently her parents do not like wild animals in the house, and she doesn't think that they're going to let her keep it.
Right.
And this is where she's going to try to talk her parents into it, or she does, I think. She tries to talk them into it, but they freak out about the idea of a mouse, right? And then that's where we go to this, like, other... I guess this is going to be the theme of the show, where you're kind of seeing Rosie's, like, imagination taking over and, like, putting her in different, like, worlds and characters and stuff like that.
Which wasn't that basically the premise of Rugrats, where they would have these kind of child-sized problems to solve, and they would go into these imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot like Muppet Babies was the same kind of thing, you know, where they would have these issues and they'd go into their imagination to solve these problems.
I think Muppet Babies even has like imagination in the theme song, like lyrics.
Possibly.
Imagination.
I should know
that.
Yeah, that's good. Sorry, I was trying to think of the theme song, but the only thing that could come to mind was Reading Rainbow. So. Okay. So yeah, that's where I went.
So yeah, we go to this like different view from Rosie's mind, where she's like in the jungle, and she's now Queen Rosie, and she's got her jungle pals, and they're trying to stay away from her parents and save the mouse or something.
She's turned her parents into like big game hunters, and they're trying to protect not just the mouse, but like all the animals in the jungle from her parents.
So, I mean, it's just a bunch of that. It's a bunch of running around, jungle stuff, swinging in trees, animals.
But the mouse grows to, like, a human size.
That's true.
And she starts riding the mouse and, like, jumping over stuff.
Sid, is that the name of the mouse? Do I have that right?
I don't know.
I think it's named Sid. But, yeah, they do all this jungle stuff, riding the mouse and everything. And then we eventually go back into the real world of the show, where Rosie is now... pitching this mouse idea to her parents again, and they actually end up agreeing and letting her keep the mouse, which was kind of, seems like it was pretty easy to do.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it, right?
But they, they ended up getting like a bird cage type mouse holder for her, and Sid's up in the attic. I guess maybe that was part of the deal, was that you have to keep the mouse in the attic, but the kids are all up there looking at Sid, and then they look in the cage again, and Sid is gone, and then that's the end of the episode.
Probably smart for Sid. Here's what I want to say about this show.
Okay.
You could literally change nothing about this show. Not the name of it, not the characters, nothing. And if you never mentioned that it had to do with Roseanne Barr, I would never have thought that it had to do with Roseanne Barr.
Okay.
There's no similarities. She's not even the voice of the character. It has nothing to do or is remotely related to Roseanne Barr.
Kind of looks like her.
I mean, she does. You're right. But
that's it,
if
though,
you didn't... If I didn't tell you that was supposed to be a child version of Roseanne Barr, that could have been any child.
Yeah, no, you're right.
This was a cash grab from beginning to end by Roseanne Barr's people.
Carl Winslow kind of mentions that in a minute. Like it goes back to a Family Matters clip. We're talking about the show, and Carl says, "Well, now Roseanne's got two hit shows on ABC or something like that."
It's just, I feel like this show was already made, and they're like, you know what? That kid looks a little bit like Roseanne. Let's see if we can tie this all in and get this a couple.
Which could also be why Roseanne Barr was not very excited to talk about it.
Right, exactly.
So then we, like I said, we're with the Family Matters cast now, and they mention all of their other favorite Saturday morning cartoons, just so you can get a little clip and reminder of what's still on the air and stuff. So we've still got Winnie the Pooh. We've still got Beetlejuice, we've still got Bugs and Tweety, and we still have the real Ghostbusters. None of those shows are going anywhere.
Right, and there was a good line here because Carl says nobody touches the poo, which I thought was just a funny little line.
Like poop?
Well, he says poo, but it definitely reads as poop, yes. Because okay. Nobody touches poo.
Then they do a little, like a little montage clip of each show, and they have like kind of like a little rap that goes along with it, like talking about all of the five shows that are still there.
Totally unrelated to anything whatsoever. These kids start rapping in a playground, and then they talk about the shows. And the shows, I made a list of all the shows they talk about.
Oh, is there more than just the ones I mentioned?
There is. There's a couple more.
Okay.
So it's Winnie the Pooh, uh-huh. The Wizard of Oz, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, New Kids on the Block, Bugs Bunny and Tweety Show, Little Rosie, and a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Oh, so I missed Scooby-Doo.
And Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
I said Real Ghostbusters.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's okay. Then we get a commercial, come back.
We don't just go to commercial, but
yeah, you're right. During the commercial. Okay, go ahead. Before we're throwing to commercial, what are you saying?
They did the After These Messages clip, which we don't see a lot of, and I think most people our age will remember fondly.
Okay.
You know, the After These Messages will be right back with the, like, claymation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
During the commercial, this is where we find out we are 2 weeks away from the season premiere, a one-hour special of Family Matters.
One-hour special. I can't wait.
What's going to happen? They show a clip, don't they? Were they in the restaurant, or...
Were they? All I know is that it's probably going to have to do with Urkel.
Yeah, of course. So then we go back to the Family Matters cast. They are talking about getting up bright and early to watch Saturday morning cartoons. Laura and Carl end up just like walking away and leaving Urkel in there. And then he does this like direct into camera talk about just hanging out with him in the morning and watching Saturday morning cartoons or something.
Yeah, and then there was a weird little like half a second clip at the end where he like turns off to his over his shoulder and says, "Oops, I'm sorry." Like, not even in character. It was a weird, almost like an accident that they
forgot to
that.
Take it out.
Yeah, it really was kind of strange. And then there was also a preview for Going Places, which is a new show that replaces Just the 10 of Us at the 9:30 time slot.
Oh, I missed that. You excited for that one?
I don't know. I'm excited. You know, I haven't read anything good about that show at all. So I'm excited to see what it's all about.
Why it got canceled so quick?
Well, it was on for 19 episodes.
Oh,
we only have
pretty good.
We only have five of those 19 episodes.
Oh,
but,
man. All on Friday?
All on Friday. And it's got a good cast, too.
It's like our show's done now. We can't watch everything.
It's got
Heather Locklear,
right? Heather Locklear.
Matthew Lohr, or no, he's not in that.
No. What's his name? The dude from... the guy from Ferris Bueller, not Matthew Broderick, but
his friend,
Alan something or another. And then, I don't have the list up, but it's got a bunch of people in it. It's got the woman who plays. I'm not even gonna try.
What are we gonna do about those other 14 episodes or whatever?
I mean, just to say, hey, here's what Wikipedia says the synopsis is, and move on.
Because I guess our other shows are still airing during that time, right?
Yeah. We'll still have three other shows to talk about those nights.
All right, we'll figure it out. So then we go.
That was a cartoon special.
So rerun of Perfect Strangers at 9:00. 9:30 is when we get a new episode of New Attitude. This is episode 6, and this is the last episode that aired on TV. Correct?
That is correct. Yeah, this was the last episode. There was again 8 episodes, 6 aired on TV. This is the last one.
So the name of the episode is A Star Is Born. It starts off like most of the episodes start off. We're in the beauty shop. There's just like gossip going around. Now they're talking about Arsenio Hall and like how everyone is in love with Arsenio, pretty much.
Particularly Yvonne. Yvonne loves Arsenio Hall.
And Vicky comes in. She's asking Taylor why she's looking like all nervous. And we find out that she is nervous because she has to take her beautician test. And we also find out this is the 11th time she is going to take this test.
Right. And if we remember from the interview with Karen Bankhead, she said that she thought if this had continued in the future, that eventually Taylor would in fact have her license and be a stylist.
Okay. Lamar tells her that she has pretty much no potential, and because he's taken it all, and Taylor, we find out, really wants it. Like, this is something that she really wants to get.
I thought that was a very nice way for him to kind of like let her down. It was like, look, it's not your fault. There's only so much talent, and I have all of it.
Yeah. So, theme song, come back. Lamar comes in. This is a new day, I guess. And he's late, like always. And they're still talking about Arsenio Hall. And then is this the first we see of Amber? Is she a new character on the show?
As far as I know. I mean, there's a small chance she's been one of the background women at some point.
Yeah.
But this is the first time she's like an upfront character.
So Amber comes in and she needs Yvonne to do her hair before her audition. We find out she's an actress, and every time that Yvonne does her hair, she ends up getting the role. She's like her good luck charm.
Yeah, and one of those roles sounded pretty awesome because she was riding a rhinoceros in a commercial, and it sounded like it was a real rhinoceros.
Yeah, because she got hurt during it, right?
Allegedly, she had a poke injury.
Yeah. So Amber also says here that she is going to be auditioning for Destiny, the show that didn't we talk about? Like, it was who was the girl that we had on, or the show that we had the pilot for a few weeks ago?
Oh, you're talking about High Life?
High Life. Wasn't she in Destiny? Wasn't that her big role?
She was in, you mean like in real life? She was in Dynasty.
Are they talking about Destiny or Dynasty?
The name of the show on New Attitude is Destiny.
Okay, but they said, but they mentioned too, they're like, oh, I like Dallas a lot better anyways, right?
I think Destiny is supposed to be a play on Dynasty.
Okay, so unrelated, but she's got a audition for that show, and Taylor steps up and says she'll do her hair, though, because everyone else seems to be busy and no one wants to do it. And Lamar comes over and says he's not going to do it for free. The F word is what he says, free, not doing it. And then eventually Amber gives like her pity speech of why everyone should feel bad for her and everything. She's walking out the door, and then everyone in the beauty salon applauds her performance for this speech, and eventually Vicky agrees to do it, right?
Yeah, and one of the things too we find out is that Amber is known for not paying for haircuts, writing bad checks, just not following up with payment.
I think Yvonne even says that she has to like drown her to get the payment, like stick her head in the sink sometimes.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why nobody wants to touch her hair. Everyone's busy, but they also just don't. And the little speech she gives, the little pity speech, is like a full blown like dramatic monologue reading that she does to kind of, I guess, convince them that she's worth the time and effort.
Well, it worked for Vicky. She's doing it. And then we go, I didn't write anything down here, but I know there was like a little scene with Leon right here.
Yeah, so Leon comes out of the bathroom. And this is a weird, there's like really no point of the scene. It's kind of just like a little add-on. But he comes out of the women's room, he's fixed it. And he goes up to this woman, Audrey, who we're seeing for the first time, and asks her for a manicure. And then Vicky gives him this like speech that he's just this sexist, worthless man, and for really no reason. It kind of just is like, let's jump on Leon, and then that's it. It doesn't go anywhere.
I don't know, but this must be a couple days later, because Amber comes back in and we find out that the audition went well. Not only did she get a part, she got a bigger part than she actually had auditioned for in the first place, and she says that she owes it all to Vicky because of this haircut.
Right, and the name of the character she's playing I thought was pretty solid, especially for a soap opera. It is Sky Dawn. Sky Dawn.
Yvonne feels kind of left out in this whole thing. Like, Vicky is excited, and Amber wants to, like, celebrate and everything with Vicky, and, like, invites her out to dinner, but says she only has room for one person. And Yvonne's kind of getting jealous because this used to be her client, and now Vicky does one haircut, and she is now the good luck charm and gets her biggest role to date.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing. Not so much the whole client, but the fact that Yvonne had always been the good luck charm, and now Vicky is the good luck charm.
So then where are we from here?
So they go to dinner at Le Dome, and then we come back to the next day, and we're back at the beauty shop, and everyone's there except for Vicky, and Yvonne tells them that Vicky came in late. She came in at 3 a.m. from Le Dome, so she's back home sleeping in.
Yeah, and then they go to a pretty funny clip too, right, of Lamar trying to help Taylor with her, I guess, beautician test. Like, she's got a mannequin head, right?
Yep.
And Lamar tries to show her, like, some sort of, like, styling technique, and she ends up, like, chopping off the whole front of the mannequin's face.
Like, the whole, like, I don't even know what you would have to do. You'd have to have, like, a samurai sword to do what she did, but she slices off the front of the face.
So Vicky comes in here, and she is talking about how great the night was, how much fun she had. And this is the night that we mentioned that she was up till like 3:30 in the morning or something like that. And we find out that she saw George Michael and Arsenio Hall. And she even was able to get an autograph for Yvonne because she knew how much she liked Arsenio Hall.
I really liked a lot of the people they used as benchmarks in this conversation. like all how all the waiter every all the men were so attractive, even the waiters looked like Billy Dee Williams. And then, like you said, George Michael and Arsenio Hall, but also Eddie Murphy was mentioned in there. That the Eddie came by and was talking to Arsenio, and they were just exchanging jokes and while Vicky was dancing with Arsenio Hall.
So Vicky ends up handing over this autograph, looks like on a napkin or something, over to Yvonne. Yvonne opens it up, and it is not even made out to Yvonne. It's made out to Vicky's sister. And Yvonne...
That's still an autograph.
You'd be all right with that?
I mean, I couldn't. I wouldn't care less.
So Taylor tells Vicky that she's got a call. I guess the phone rings or something like that. And... Taylor is also looking for volunteers at this point to practice for her
beautician's license? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. She's looking for volunteers. No one wants to do it. And we find out that the phone call was actually Amber. Amber had called for Vicky.
Yeah. I think this is where BB had a good line too in response to Taylor, where she's like, "We've all got families. We can't do this." Like, really, really being dramatic about it, but in like a really funny.
Yeah, because they don't want their hair all messed up, right? From
Taylor. But they take it to the next level.
So we find out that the television production company or whatever, they are letting Amber bring her own personal hairstylist with her to film on set in Las Vegas, right?
Yep, 2 weeks of shooting in Las Vegas.
And so we find out that Amber's going to be taking Vicky. Of course, Yvonne's a little jealous. Vicky's a little rude about the whole thing too, though, right? Like kind of rubbing it in, it seems like.
Yeah, but this fight really escalates out of nowhere. Like Yvonne starts the fight. Vicky does not do anything to help like calm her down. It escalates, but it really escalates quickly and seemingly for no reason.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it quickly gets to the point, like Travis said, where she just like, "I'm going," and she just goes.
Just walks out.
Yep.
Yeah, she's out.
So then we go to a clip with Lamar. He's styling someone's hair. I don't know if we know her name or not.
He says it. Well, he doesn't say it.
Jesse, maybe? I feel like it might have been Jesse. Well,
I don't remember. Part of the whole joke was that he's telling her how Amber had begged him to do her hair. And he's like, "But I had to tell her that all my clients are important. Every single one of them, even you." And then he's like trying to remember the woman's name, and eventually the woman has to tell her,
yeah,
or tell him her name. So she does say her name. I can't remember what it was, but we do find out.
But really, this whole thing was Lamar was trying to make her look more important than Amber, so he could get a bigger tip out of the whole deal.
And how does that go over?
Well, he says like, Amber tips like double the amount of what most of my customers tip. And then she's like, "Oh yeah, well, how much is that? Because she's going to tip four times what I tip," or something like that, and gives him $5 or something.
So you definitely fell flat on the joke, but you got the basic gist. But she says, "How much does she tip?"
$20.
And Lamar says, "Well, she tips $20. And then she's like, and she starts to hand him money, and she says, "Well, she tips four times as much as me," and gives him $5.
Gotcha. Then Yvonne's on the phone. She's calling up. I don't know who she's calling, like producers of the show or something.
Yeah, the network or something.
But she's pretending that she's from like a Destiny show fan club, right?
She's the president of the Destiny fan club, right?
And she's complaining about this new character that Amber is the actress.
She's not just complaining about the character, but specifically says her hair is awful.
I missed that. Yeah, so everyone is giving Yvonne a hard time now, right? Like kind of teasing her for not getting this hair styling gig. And phone rings again. Yvonne answers. And this is where we find out that Vicky has been fired from her job as the hairstylist for Amber.
That is correct. We don't hear any of that. We just hear Yvonne relay that back to the women.
Yeah, and Yvonne goes outside. She's like, screaming and celebrating, like she's so excited that Vicky's been fired. And one of the other girls is like, "You shouldn't be like this. This isn't right."
Yeah, yeah. She said you should be happy for her. And she's like, "Okay." And is still thrilled that she got fired.
So Taylor comes
in. The other way around. You should be sad that she got fired. Yeah. And not happy about it. Sorry.
So Taylor comes in. We find out that she has found a volunteer. She found someone who actually let her do their hair, and we find out it's a mortician. They kind of made it seem like it was going to be like a dead person at the funeral home or whatever, right?
Well, right, because she says, "I got to go get ready for my test. I got to go down to the mortuary." Yeah. So they all think that she's going to do her test on a corpse.
But no, she met one of the morticians. They're going to let her do their hair. And at this point, Vicky comes back in. I thought she was probably still in Vegas, but I guess she's already back. And she tells everyone that she quit. Not fired, but that she quit and she's no longer working as the hairstylist for Amber.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, too, that she walked back in. And then I realized that L.A. to Vegas isn't that big of a trip. So it probably didn't take her too long.
That's true, too.
To get back. She did mention while she was there, she got to meet Diana Ross, which was another little fun thing.
So Yvonne knows what happened, obviously, that she got fired, and she kind of lets it out, tells everyone that Vicky's not telling the truth, that she did not quit the job, that she got fired. Vicky is immediately embarrassed and ends up walking out in embarrassment.
Right.
So we go to a scene. We are now back at Vicky and Yvonne's home. They are still arguing about this whole thing back and forth. And there's a knock at the door, right? It's Amber. She shows up. She's trying to apologize for this whole thing. And we kind of find out what exactly happened with the whole quit, fire dilemma that was going on in Vegas.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is, I didn't see this coming, and I like that. So this was a cool little twist.
Yeah, so Amber pretty much says that she wants Vicky back, and we find out that Vicky got fired for actually defending Yvonne because Amber was bad-mouthing her, saying that she doesn't do good job on hair and stuff like that. And
she said she was a loud-mouthed busybody that cannot keep her nose out of other people's business. That's what Amber said to, I don't know if she said it necessarily to Vicky, but around Vicky about Yvonne.
So yeah, Vicky was trying to support her sister and ended up, I guess, getting swept up in all of it and actually was trying to give the job away back to Yvonne because I guess she felt bad for the whole thing, right?
Right.
And then eventually the girl, I don't know, did Amber like leave at this point?
So it doesn't really get resolved. I don't remember there being much of a resolution between Amber wanting Yvonne back or Vicky back and what happened there. But yeah, Amber leaves.
And then the girls decide they're going to agree that they're both going to apologize to each other at the same time. And I think they even like count it down. They're like 1, 2, 3. And only Vicky says, I'm sorry. And that's kind of the end of it right there.
Yeah. Yvonne got her. Yvonne tricked her.
So commercial, come back. We get our little like new attitude clip at the end. They're talking about Taylor's test now, and they mentioned that if she passes, then we're gonna have to hire her and we'll have to get more insurance. But Taylor comes in and she says she's got.
Wait, you're just gonna stop there? You're just gonna stop at that's the last thing you're gonna say about insurance? This was the entire plot of the first episode, or I guess the second episode, first or second episode, whichever it was. So do we think that they have subsequently bought
now
insurance?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
And now they understand the value of insurance.
But Taylor says she's got some good news and some bad news. And she starts off with the bad news is that she failed her test again. So that's again. 11 or 12 times. I don't know what it is now.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. Has she taken it 11 times or failed it 11 times?
Or was that her 11th time taking it that time?
This is the 11th time taking it, so she's failed it now 11 times.
So that's the bad news. The good news is her mortician friend will be out of the hospital tomorrow. And then that's the end of the episode. So we don't know exactly what happened, but obviously it seems like that Taylor has injured somebody else, not just that mannequin head.
Cut his ear off or something.
Yep, so that's it. That's New Attitude Episode 6, and that's the end of New Attitude as far as actual TGIF episodes go as well.
Yeah, and we'll get around to watching the other two at some point. I peeked ahead a little bit, and I'm really excited to watch all of Episode 8 because it is very different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Karen mentioned it on the interview when we did it, how they shot it all at someone's apartment. And the little couple minutes that I watched at the beginning is literally in someone's apartment, them sitting on like the couch.
Huh. All right.
So it's not, so I don't know if there's any set in there at all. I don't know if the whole thing's in the apartment. I'm really interested to see kind of what this unaired episode 8 looks like.
So we will get to that at some point, and we will let you know when we decide to watch that, when it's going to fit in. Who knows? It might even be next week, depending on what happens. But next week is week 52 of TGIF. It's the season finale. We don't know exactly what we're doing. We have some things up in the air. Just have to see, like, what falls in. I mean, everyone's days are kind of weird right now. So
yeah,
we will see what happens. And if we have something special in store for you, we will make sure to post that on all social media. Just follow us at TGIFcast. Go to YouTube, search Two Guys Into Fridays. You can subscribe and like there. And if you got anything you want to let us know in email form, you can go ahead and send those TGIFcast@gmail.com.
So do we want to wait till next week to rank our favorite pilots now that we've watched all of New Attitude, or do we want to do that now?
Are you prepared to do it now? Can you tell me?
I did not prepare this.
Okay.
I did not.
So what do we have? We have High Life. We have Dad's a Dog, right?
Well, let's start from the top so we don't.
I'm writing down anything I can remember right now.
We have the Flockins.
Flockins. Okay.
Dr. Ruth's House.
Dr. Ruth's House.
New Attitude. High Life. Dad's a Dog.
House. A New Attitude. Is it just five?
Right? I think that's it.
New Attitude. All right. So High Life, Dad's a Dog, Flockins, Dr. Ruth's House, and New Attitude. You feel good about that?
I feel good about that.
All right. This is gonna be tough.
Do we want to do this now, or do we want to?
No, let's do it now.
Okay.
We need like some Jeopardy music or something while I'm ranking these.
I'll do mine while you.
You're ready to go.
I'm going to just do it off the top of my head.
All right.
So number six, High Life. Number five is going to be...
There was only five, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. So five is High Life.
Okay.
Four is going to be Dr. Ruth's House.
Okay.
Three is going to be Dad's a Dog.
Okay.
I think two I'm going to put... New Attitude, and one I think I'm going to put the Flockins.
Okay. A little different. A couple things switched around. I've got High Life at five as well. Then I have Dad's a Dog at four. I switched to Dad's a Dog and Dr. Ruth's House. Dr. Ruth at three.
I could have really gone either way. I just didn't think Dr. Ruth's House... I just didn't work for Dr. Ruth. I just think she was jammed in there. But I could have gone either way on those two.
And then I have Flockins at two, New Attitude at one. Mainly because we just had so much more New Attitude and got to learn the characters a lot more, things like that.
I was trying to not let that bias me. I mean, those two were definitely tough as well. I think that there was a
lot of potential. There's definitely, like, the top tier is Flockins and New Attitude. The middle tier is Dad's a Dog and Dr. Ruth. And then the last one is High Life, for sure.
I think there was a lot of potential in the Flockins that we didn't get to see. And I kind of think me ranking it one is saying that I would like to have seen more.
I think I would, too. Yeah. So, yeah, who knows what's going on next week. We'll let you know, like we said.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I don't think I have anything else.
Who did the theme song again this week?
Stefan.
Yep. Thank you, Stefan.
Follow us, like us, do that stuff.
Rate, subscribe.
Your homework this week is to follow us on Instagram. We need to bump up those Instagram followers.
Do we do anything on Instagram? I don't post on Instagram.
You don't post. That's the problem. I don't post on my own Instagram.
I don't even really understand the proper use for Instagram a lot.
We get a lot of comments and likes on Instagram, but we need some more followers on there. Like, I feel like we get a lot of activity on there.
So here's your homework thing. Because if you're listening, you probably already follow us on Instagram. But if you don't follow us on Instagram, your real homework, your extra credit bonus points is get a friend to follow us too. And the more friends you get, the more bonus points you get, and then you'll win.
Post about the show. Tell someone about the show. If you're in someone's car, just turn it on or something.
Yeah.
Anything you can do. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens next week for our annual special season finale episode.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting one way or another. And if we do end up talking about the last two episodes of New Attitude, just remember this: no one's ever seen them before, so you all will be the first people to know what those episodes were about and what the rest of the world missed.
I bet you less than 50 people ever have seen these.
I think that's generous. I think it's less than that.
Less than that would be less than that.
Right, but I think you can peg it. I think you could say less than 25. I bet you most of the people that even worked on those episodes haven't seen them.
Yeah. I know. It's something special. We have it. We're going to watch it, and we will let you know when we end up doing that.
We will. All right. Anything else, Steve?
Nope, that's it.
All right, man. Have a good week.
You got it, dude. Yeah, Monday through Sunday, yo. And nobody's going home. So much ice we can draw on the boat. TGIF, TGIF, show how it's done. So much drip, we can draw on TGIF. We having fun, going wild. That'll stop it now, no time to rest. TGIF, when the party's done, move on to the next. TGIF, it's time to shine, it's time to flex. Come everybody, come let's dance. Girls, come single, don't take your man.
chance, you'll regret this. Come take a chance, thank God it's Friday. TGIF, TGIF.
TBA Podcast.